Winterfest race organizers say during the recession, they were down to as few as 60 mushers. They say last year they had more than 100. Registration is still open for this year's competition. Chris Mayhar is the membership chairman for a Michigan-based dog sledding association called Mid-Union Sled Haulers, or MUSH. He says MUSH has seen an increase in membership across the board, and he's seeing a particular interest in a new kind of dog sledding.
We're also starting to see a lot of interest in what we call dry land events, as sometimes we see less snow during the winters or want to extend the ability to be active with our dogs past just the winter months.
Mayhar says dry land dog sledding can be done year-round, and it's typically cheaper than winter sledding. Dry land mushers usually use between 1 and 3 dogs. Traditionally, winter dog sledding requires 3 or more. Travis Slate, WCMU News.